From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Well,
get a Dust to Dawn reference there, Troy.
I did. It was pretty good.
How are you, mate?
I'm good now.
Good, mate.
Good.
Every Thursday morning, Troy joins me from Southbound Records, and we chew over a couple of records that he brings in from their particularly stunning array of records they've got at their record store. What have you got for us today from the record store, Troy?
Well, shall we start with something particularly stunning?
Yes, please.
I'm going to hand it to you.
And I shall receive it with my right hand.
There you go.
And now I shall look at, so I shall take in the cover there. Soul Drums, Pretty Purdy, Pretty Purdy, featuring Funky Donkey. This is a Soul Drums by Bernard Purdy, the single most recorded drummer in music history.
Yes.
Shit. Wow. Wow.
Right, so...
Aretha Franklin's a musical director.
Yes.
Wow. And there's just here. He's just got a polo shirt and some jeans on and a set of drums.
Well, that's him in 1967. Yeah.
Oh, look at him at the back. Oh, yeah. Bernard Purdy, pretty. Well, Troy, fill us in, brother. This looks like a double vinyl.
It is. Well, what we have here is Soul Drums was his first LP, and a few years ago on CD, they did, well, for CD, they discovered his unreleased second album, Alexander's Ragtime Band. So what we have two LPs in one, right here. Look at him. Oh,
I know.
He's great.
He's not even breaking a sweat. Look at his full suit.
Yep. Some of the best drummers don't, you know.
Totally.
Some of the best drummers do, but, you know.
And that wonderful thing of, you know, not big showy slaps, just tiny little.
Oh, no, just, yeah. Yep. And what I like here is I don't know what they've done with the colourisation of this, but it looks like rather than drum skins there, these are drums full of milk.
I was going to think, yeah, saying big buckets of milk are there. Or
And what's he got there? A lightsaber.
That's a drumstick, Troy.
Oh,
sometimes I think you see what you want to see.
But interesting that he plays the drumstick in the with the one way around, you know, like the nubbin bit is at the bass, which is the tip. Is usually the tip of it. So he's obviously hits pretty heavy by the sound of things.
But, well, you know, I'm not going to tell Bernard Purdy how to play drums. I think
Bernard. Let's use his proper name with the nickname in the two. Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Okay, Bernard Pretty Purdy. By his own estimation, he's been on about 4,000 LPs.
Jiminy Hopscotch.
Yeah.
He'd be recording almost all the time.
I think so, and I think he still is. Now, he still primarily considers himself a jazz drummer, even though you'll find that he's on, let me see, Jackie Wilson, Higher and Higher, for example.
What?
Yep. What else would he be on? Cold Sweat, James Brown.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
He's not the funky drummer, he's the other funky drummer. It's not Clyde Stubblefield.
Dink, 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 dink.
Same record. He also said that he played on Beatles records, or rather early ones. He like sweetened them up when they were released in the United States.
That's a big call.
It is.
That's a big call if you didn't do it.
I'm not going to argue with him.
Play some of them underneath. You hear him at the very top of this, but then...
That's the drums there. Yeah, you're right, Sarah. Is that him? That's him. That's him. He's in there. This is called Soul Drums.
How many times has this been used?
How old is this? How old is this?
1967. 51 years old.
Just little naughty teenage drums. Drums out on the town, eh? Looking for a good time.
You ready for
all the other drums are at home, they're staying out. I'm ready for it. When's it?
About now.
Yeah! That lifts the whole mood of the party up, doesn't it? Let's go. Oh, yep.
It's super fun, right?
It's good times, yeah.
This one here is the...
And just when you think, it's a bit drums, it drops out of a bit drums and it gets into everything else. But I mean, you know, it's a drummer. I mean, do a lot of drummers put out their own albums?
Jazz drummers, yes.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
They were as band leaders, yeah. I think he did continue putting out records right up through the 90s. He's still alive. He's still playing, but...
You love that, Benet.
I do, yeah. But the tunes he's got on here, what about this one? Blow Your Lid But Watch Your Cool.
Blow Your Lid But Watch Your Cool, yeah, sure.
How about On the Outskirts of Minitown?
Yep.
Get it.
Yeah.
Skirts.
Mini. Oh, right. On the outskirts
of. What about this? B&T.
Dirty old bugger.
What is that? I don't know what B&T might be. Don't know. I see what it is. It's Bernard and Richard T, who is the organ player on this.
Not my tempo.
So this has not...
It's great. It's a bit drummy though, isn't it?
No. What are you talking about? It's not drummy enough.
You can really fiend out on this sort of music though, on some good hard drum solos. Remember when Dave Letterman had a whole week of drum solos at the end of a show? Oh, they're the best drummers in the world and they're doing like drum offs, I mean drum wars.
I bet amazing. Bernard Purdy wasn't there.
He might have been, I don't know. There's some amazing drummers. Sounds like a whole drum circle, doesn't it? But it's actually just him.
Yep.
That's Soul Drums by Bernard Pretty Purdy, a double album, spanning the years or just all from that era?
It's a 1967 album, Soul Drums, and then it's the 1968 unreleased album,
wow,
Alexander's
cool.
Ragtime Band. Two LP sets. It hasn't been out on vinyl. Well, the Alexander's Ragtime has never been out on vinyl. And I think Soul Drums goes in and out of print, but I ain't seen it for quite a long time, maybe 18 years since it was last available.
Since it skipped through town.
Yeah. But how good is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Right. He's having a good time on the cover too.
Yeah, he is. Look at him. He probably always has a good time.
He's just like, you know what? Let's just put me having a great time playing the drums.
Yeah. Do you think you come up with your own nickname, like Purdy? Like Pretty, I mean?
Nah, if you're a session musician, I think you get what you're given
right.
with regards to nicknames.
You don't think he looked in the mirror one day and goes, damn! No?
Well, maybe, but then it was just validated by the other people he was working with.
Beauty is very subjective anyway, you know?
I guess. Eric Gale's on this playing guitar, and Buddy Lucas is on, wait for it, tenor, flute, baritone sax, and shouting.
Honk the horn if you want a party.
Yeah.
So that would have been right on. Cool. All right, what have we got next?
Next, I think we brought volume 4 of this, but we've got all 4 volumes back in the shop now. Africa Airways.
Yes. I remember this. And this is Africa Airways 1.
Yeah.
The beginning of it all. Funk Connection, 1973 to 1980. Great cover. Great art on the cover there. That's very old school. It's in the bag. But with an Africa style there. Songs like Africa.
Yep.
Father Time, Mother Nature. Sookie, Choco Date.
See, would you have preferred I brought in Africa Airways 3? Because that's the one that has Relax Before You Do Sex. Yeah, that's what it is.
Good advice. Where are these from? When did this come out?
Well, they didn't
compiled.
Exist. Yeah, they're all compiled. They didn't exist as compilations, but the Africa 7 label, who have been operating the last 5 or 6 years, have collected these things. And it's not, again, like a lot of the sort of African funk and disco stuff we're getting, it's not stuff which is obvious or compiled endlessly. It's interesting things.
Not just for the sake of.
No, hell no. And there's, you know, outside of the African continent, these things weren't hits. You know, this is all new to us. Even though the one we're going to hear today is from 1978. Oh, it sounds like disco. There's a reason for that. This here is Tala AM. What do you think AM stands for?
African man?
No. André Marie.
Sure.
Yeah, he's from Cameroon.
Woo!
But his career has been in Paris. Sarah, what do you think? No?
I just like the bass line.
That's awesome, yeah. What year? 1976?
78.
78.
Yep. It's from an album called... Oh, shit, I've forgotten.
Black Gold.
Black Gold. Well, you know Black Gold.
That's Choice. So, Choice, I said then.
So Tyler AM is a blind man who has built his own guitars over the years. And originally got to Paris, Manu Dibango took him over there. It was like his mentor.
Wow.
It's pretty hot.
No waste, no fat on that track. It's all good. It's all good, rich, nutritious stuff.
So, have you heard him before? No,
I thought maybe I've heard the name before, but no, but that's, I've not heard it. The way I'm hearing it now.
Africa 7 put out a mirror-covered compilation of Tyler AM, which we have in the store as well. But if you're just like dipping your feet in
for the first time,
these Africa 7's Africa Airways comps might be the way to go for you, I reckon.
All four of them?
Yeah.
True, you may as well get the hook. I mean,
why not?
You'd hate to miss one. I did that with those classic funk master cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like three or four of those, and I remember I think I got like 1, 3, and 4, or something like that, and then I had to get 2. Just had to get it.
Just go for them all.
I mean, treat yourself. You deserve it.
They look like a set as well.
Yeah, cool artwork. Heavy vinyl.
Yep.
Re-released.
Yep. And we just got them all in again. I really
opportunity like knocks there for some keen record collector. What's next on the agenda there, Troy?
Let's move to now. This one here comes out tomorrow. It is entitled "We Out Here: The New Sound of London Jazz." It's on Giles Peterson's Brownswood label.
I was going to say he'd know. Yep,
he would. And rather than Giles putting this together, he got Shabaka Hutchings to be the musical director.
Who?
You know Shabaka Hutchings?
No.
He was over here last year with "The Comet Is Coming." He did a record a year before last called "Shabaka and the Ancestors," where he went to Johannesburg, hooked up with these young jazz players, made a record in a day.
Really, I could try and bluff it and say, oh, yeah, totally. But no, I don't.
You don't know? You don't know The Comet Is Coming?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sons of Kemet is the name? Okay. No. Shabaka Hutchings is one of
take
the...
Take me to school, Troy.
He is, I would say that he's one of the more important young musicians on the jazz associated scene in London, because what he does is also outside jazz. Now, you know this name, Moses Boyd. Remember we did Binker and Moses a few months ago?
Yes.
Okay, so you know two names already on this record. Now, Nubia Garcia is a really fantastic tenor sax player. She's got her own group, but she also appears on... Well, in fact, a lot of the musicians on this record appear on a lot of the tracks. Shabaka has either put them together or they're in multiple groups. I'm going to hand this to you.
Please, if you could hand it over to me now, I'm going to assess this myself. Hang on. Not sold on the cover.
I like to look at the face. The face is great.
The fox face?
Yes. See, it's on the back as well.
Yeah, it's on the back. Okay, let's have a listen to what's going on, shall we?
Right, now...
With this modern sound. Yeah. Well, the cover doesn't do it justice. That's cool.
It's an ominous fox.
I think he's a sweet little fox.
Partying on the second floor there.
Sifting through the bins to this.
Pervert on the third, party on the second. Fox on the street. So we're listening to Shabaka Hutchings' Black Skin, Black Masks from the album We Out Here.
Yep.
Which is a compilation? Yep.
It is, yeah, but it was all recorded over a period of 3 days. It says here, August 2017. Maisha is on, and Maisha is like a collective which includes like Nubia Garcia and other people. That's kind of more along the spiritual sort of Alice Coltrane kind of tip. Ezra Collective. Ezra Collective are kind of that kind of fuse Afrobeat sort of sensibility with modern jazz. Moses Boyd, who we've already talked about, the drummer Moses, he's this one's quite a dancey tune, the balance. Tion Cross, Nubia Garcia, Shabaka, Triforce, who I'm not familiar with, and when I listened to I became no more familiar. It made me quite confused. Joe Armand Jones and Kokoroko. Now, Kokoroko is a guitar-led trio. And that's really cool. In fact, I like everything on here except for one tune.
I like this one. I'm listening to it. It's got some amazing feels to it, hasn't it?
This one here, I think, is probably the most straight-ahead, identifiably jazz thing on it. But what I want you to hear on this... Well, not what I want you to. What I think you can hear on this is the way Shabaka builds. I'm just shut up.
Sounds like there's a skullduggery afoot. High level burglaries and stuff. Big risk, big reward. You know, that sort of burglary, you know? That's really, really cool. It's amazing piano playing in there too. I think jazz is like if everybody was outside of a room and they all ran in at the same time and yelled out something and they all just happened to yell out the same word. How do they all know it's going? 3 days you say this was recorded. How did they know that it was going to go? And then after that it was going to go. Jazz, eh? I look over and the text message just says jazz sucks. it does, but you can't do it. Well, that's great. That's Black Skin, Black Masks by Shabaka Hutchings from, what's the name of the album again, Troy?
It's called We Out Here. It's
heavy vinyl, brand new, straight up, fresh.
Fresh.
I wonder if that album will have the history that some of these re-releases have. You know, one, it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is hard to tell, but it's all quality stuff, and it's all, to me, it doesn't sound like, it sounds completely like now.
It doesn't sound like anything else.
But also, it's like a really good snapshot of a particular group of people at this time. You know, these people are all interconnected, so.
Playing jazz. Hmm.
Well, jazz adjacent, I guess. Shabaka's great. He plays on this record. You'll find him playing tenor sax. You'll find him playing bass clarinet, flute, other things. His group, The Comet Is Coming, played last year at the Wellington Arts Festival.
Cool.
Which is, that one is probably, and in fact, BFM listeners probably know The Comet Is Coming. It's like synth, drums, and tenor sax. Pretty wild.
All right, so all these are available now in the shop?
Yeah, well, this one's supposed to be out worldwide tomorrow. If someone wants
it
today.
We got it first. There it is there. Yeah. First in the world. Ring your friends overseas and go...
And the Bernard Pretty Purdy, it's quite limited, so you'll be wanting to move relatively quick on that.
Troy, thank you for coming in. Have a great Thursday. See you again next Thursday.
You will indeed.
Bye. From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.